Fashion is an art. Style is a passion. And here we go with Life in Style. Good afternoon, Radio Yulm listeners and friends.
We warmly welcome you all to our exclusive fashion program, Life in Style, dedicated to all fashion enthusiasts all around.
Today, you're listening to Maria,
Katerina,
Monica,
and Giselle. And here, we are starting this week. What a better time to start this than the week after Fashion Week.
Weekly, we will be bringing you the hottest topics trending in the fashion world and even insider scoops from a plethora of influential fashion events.
Although today the days are gloomier and gloomier, we just have the solution for you. So this is our first time going live, and what a better time to start our program right after the end of the Women's Fashion Week in the beginning of spring.
For today on the table, we have the first pages of this month's Vogue Italy and Vanity Fair, along with some from Elle as well.
Followed by taking a look at some of the most noteworthy and memorable exhibits that occurs during Fashion Week, such as K-Way, Balenciaga, Guess, and others.
Lastly, we will top it all off with some upcoming events of this March that are perfect for art and fashion lovers.
And what a better way is there than to keep up with us by following us on Instagram and TikTok, Radio Yulm, or contact us by email at info@radioyulm.it.
So, what are you waiting for? Grab your coffees and get cozy as we crack open Pandora's box and dive into the most wonderful world of fashion.
Radio Yulm.
So starting off with the recap of magazine's front pages, let's start with the first and most famous one, the U.S. Vogue. On the cover, there is Sabrina Carpenter in the satin dress with a look mimicking Marilyn Monroe. Now they're celebrating basically her very popular album, Short and Sweet. And yeah, it's amazing how they all try to like bring more attention to singers right now.
And speaking of singers, followed up, we have Vogue France featuring on their first page, Addison Rae. She looks extremely glamorous, yet with a hint of a playful touch, but styled with extremely bold makeup, which I feel like it's fitting for personality, both as a singer and an actress as of more recently. But still, I think this is a wonderful kind of evolution for her, since she was known as a TikTok star, and now here she's being featured by none other than Vogue France.
Moving on to the British Vogue's March 2025, there's a cover star, Tyla, on the cover. She's wearing a very nice pink top and a black skirt by Balenciaga. And basically there in the magazine again, there's an interview with her where she discusses about her like the superstardom and growing, how she was growing up in South Africa and how she was inspired by Rihanna. So again, the singers are kind of rocking right now. They're always on the covers. There's a lot of attention paid to them.
Let's add another singer to the list. In Vogue Italy, we have Ariana Grande in the front cover, and she's wearing a long dress in an antique way full of jewels. And this is also related that she's becoming a popular singer, but also a fashion icon and a model, because you can see her in different campaigns, especially in Swarovski right now. She was even able to have her own collection with some jewels that are inspired in her style, and all of the magazines and stores from Swarovski are decorated by her. Further on, we also have other magazines, such as Elle, that is talking about women, especially as the 8th of March was a couple of days ago, and it was International Women's Day. So magazines like Elle, Vogue have this recurring theme of women's and empowerment. For example, in Elle Italy, it talks about women's breasts and some problems that might have to do with it.
Elle is representing the one and only Lady Gaga, who is always in the center of fashion and the style. And Elle shows her uniqueness on this cover. And it says, a rule-breaking fashion, as she's always the one really breaking the rules, but in a very, very good way. And she's, as you she's priceless on this, wearing a beautiful white dress with white gloves and the niche red flower. It's beautiful.
Last but not least, we have Vogue Germany presenting Emilia Schul. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And she looks absolutely ethereal in a cute short white dress, styled with gloves, a hat, giving off a more of a vintage touch to her overall look. And the background with an abstract painting with florals and vibrant colors really pulls the whole picture together, overall further emphasizing her beauty and glamour, I would say, hidden glamour.
So now we're gonna start listening to a song called Juno by Sabrina Carpenter, who we just saw on the cover of Vogue.
Don't have to tell your heart as a thing. Oh yeah, you just get it. Whole package, babe, I like the way you fit. God bless your dad's genetics.
Just listen to Sabrina Carpenter's Juno.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that little break, because it's time to bring some more hot topics on the table. So during Fashion Week, there were plenty of events, namely exhibits open to the public. One of them which truly stood out was the K-Way exhibit, for which we especially went to and managed to gather an exclusive interview. Here's a little snippet of it, as we mainly wanted to know, how is the exhibit in the first place connected to Fashion Week, and why is it divided in many sections?
So we have also K-Way that realizes an interaction with Mocha, because if you go there, where there are the free, like the free K-Ways, you can see that there's the filter of a Mocha inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where, you know, where you can have the, I don't know how to say it like this. Well, I think that the main point was to get an interaction between different brands. So it is not something that K-Way wanted to do by himself, but you know, it was like more of an interaction because it is Fashion Week. So maybe it was something more of you know, an exhibition for the public, and not something only related to the brand itself, you know. Also because in Milan there are a lot of exhibitions these days of different brands, and the majority of them are close to, you know, people who have invitations, or closest people, you know. And I think it is interesting that this is an exhibition for
that's open to the public.
Yeah, that's open to the public, so everyone can have access and can also get to know different brands that, for example, I didn't know, because I have never seen at anything of Scotch, for example. So you know, it is interesting to see different brands that are part of every people's life, but we simply don't notice it.
Okay, so you listened to a little bit of an audio extract for an interview that we just did, but to better contextualize the event of K-Way, K-Way marked its 60th anniversary with an immersive exhibit that was held at Museo della Permanente, a place where, as our interviewee basically summed it up, original designs and iconic partnerships have merged.
So, as we've already listened to about the collaboration and how K-Way actually is very open to making many friends, it is recognized quite open to new to those collaborations. So the first wing of the exhibition is actually called the Everyday Icons, which is dedicated exactly to that, how the brands has become friends with so many distinct and very creative companies. And it not only immerses us in the world of like different consumer goods, but also tells how they have shaped us and truly changed our lives. So what's more, they truly reveal the idea of how many things around us can be taken for granted, and they're not appreciated and noticed. So in this way, the audience has a very unique opportunity to kind of observe the artifacts, the footage, the old advertisements and prototypes, and learn about the evolution of brands.
Another free exhibition that was available to public during Fashion Week was the Balenciaga exhibition, and it was in Palazzo Morando. It was called Balenciaga Shoes from Spain Tribute, and this one was open from the 21st of February to the 2nd of March, and there were showcased the masterpieces from Cristóbal Balenciaga. The exhibition combined the Spanish museums and private collections, enabling the finest pieces to arrive to Milan for this Fashion Week. By the way, Fashion Week was from the 26th of February to the 5th of March, so it was just last week, and these exhibitions closed, but we wrote about them on our blogs, so if you want to check them out, go to Radio Yulma blogs. Also, this exhibition presented a carefully curated selection of the most spectacular and timeless pieces, displaying them as if they were worn today. So it was separated in different sections, in which the first room was pink themed, the centerpiece called Soir Candelle, Les Robes à la Chavine, which was a dress made of English white embroidery and a draped upper pink layer. The second room was darker and deemed light, and the garments were protected by a thin, darkened fabric. The collection was formed by shoes with flower details and black embroidered dresses with multiple layers, but there were also used alongside the combination of different fabrics. Walking forward, you were presented to a breathtaking wedding dress in ivory silk shantung, and it was embroidered with silver thread and mother of pearl sequins, combined with a pair of a stiletto in ivory silk satin with sculptural heel encrusted in them. Finally, in the last part, you're invited to see a video where Balenciaga tells her story and the start of her business in Spain, and you can see her sewing machine that she used. Talking about the shoes were presented from 25 different brands that collaborated with Balenciaga. And the most valued Spanish artisans worked together to bring them to life. This is why Balenciaga wanted to make this museum, so that younger shoe brands would be inspired to work and show their potential in them.
Moving on, we wanted also to briefly mention the guest exhibition that was taking place again during the Fashion Week, which was called The Creation of a Diva. And moreover, there wasn't only an exhibition, but also a pop-up store where you could get a nice tote bag. However, the exhibition was mainly a representation of the so-called transition from black and white to color, and how every step of the way was very crucial in forming GAS as it appears to us right now. So right from the monochrome entrance, visitors could step into a room filled with the rhythmic clicks of the camera shutters, and there's also a very nice space where the story of the brothers unfolds. So here the GAS exhibition is talking about what shapes the brand, and that is perfectly conveying how the past comes alive as memories of the guests' early days are relived. So we also could experience vintage photographs clipped about above a water-filled box and mimic the traditional photo development process. And as well, if you want to check out the photos or learn a little bit more about the exhibition, you could go to the Yom blog and check the article that me and Monica wrote.
Of course. Of course. And speaking of the pictures, which were all about being the main attraction for the guest exhibit themselves, they are always staying like black and white with the contrasting red walls in the background, which suddenly marked like a bit of a shift towards a brighter future for the brand. But simultaneously, it conveyed perfectly the formation of their own identity. But maybe you're wondering, okay, but what does being a diva actually mean, since it's the title of the exhibit? Well, by guest's definition, being a diva extends far beyond picture-perfect appearances, and it's more about embodying like some sort of true force of nature defined by allure and confidence, because actually the word itself, diva, is the Latin term for goddess that has technically evolved over time, but it still reinforces the very fact that women generally are the pure symbol of charisma, which also resonates very, very well with the brand's core message that women's style always will leave a permanent mark on culture.
Finally, we had another free exhibition that was again in Palazzo Morando called Galtrucco. The Galtrucco was a exhibition that celebrates the legacy of the Milanese company that is a leading player in fabrics. So we're not only going to focus in fashion of the final product, which is the dress beautifully showcased on women, but also the process before of making it with all of the tissues. And this company had a big success and became a leading company in it. In the exhibition, you could see the chronological journey that began in the 1920s, and it illustrates the evolution of this commercial activity from the significant periods in which it worked, as the Second World War and the economic boom of the 1960s up to the early 2000s. The first section was curated by Alessandra Coppa, and it focuses on the company's communications through its stores, artistic shop windows, and innovative advertising campaigns. The second section, it was curated by Margarita Rosina and Enrica Morini, and it delves into the variety and quality of the fabrics offered. And it highlights Goldtrucco's contributions to the definition of Milanese elegance. The exhibition is enriched by a catalog published by Moebius Edizioni.
And now we are going to be talking about upcoming events, since we live in the one of the most exciting cities in the world, which is Milan. And now we're going to share with you all the cool things that you can do in following days in March. So first things first is Design Week 2025 from April 7 to 13. Milan will transform into a living installation at every corner. For more info, you can go to Settimanan lifestyle account on Instagram. Next thing you can also do is to enjoy One Gallery Sofia, which is presenting Goofy DJ set on 15th of March with fresh cocktails to keep you vibing all night. And one of the most important things is it's free entrance. So you grab your friends, go enjoy. Third is The Waves, in where you can visit in 10 Corso Comovi. Yes, and it is... like all in Duran with Duran Lanting, emerging designers who will be showcasing their pieces. And a cool thing about this is that you will be actually available to purchase them after the exhibition. And last but not least, if not the coolest, if you ask me, is Luna Park 2025 in Milan. Location will be Parco Sempione. Milan dates will be from February 8th till March of 16th. And then there will be attractions like 63 rides for all ages, street food, amazing. And special events that like for the special dates will be like Fan Festival for sports fans, Women's Day for free, and also, well, it's already past Women's Day, but still good to know that they did something really nice. And also TikToker will perform, one of the most famous TikToker in Italy. And also one of the good things that we have to share with you is upcoming concerts. These three amazing performers who will be joining us in Italy, two of them in Milan. First one is Central Sea, Can't Rush Greatness World Tour, which will be on April 10th, 2025. It is the upcoming second concert tour, and from him. Then we have Kendrick Lamar, one of the most important, famous rapper in the world, who will be performing in August of 2nd in Rome. And last but not least, 30 Seconds of Mars will be joining us on July 2nd, 2025. This season tour is an ongoing concert tour by American rock band, as we said, mentioned 30 Seconds to Mars. So we wish we give you all the information that you need to enjoy at the peakest. Now we give you all this information, and now it's in your hands.
I just wanted to briefly mention one more upcoming event, although Ekaterina did a fantastic job of being the perfect guide. Of course. We're talking about the Banksy exhibit that it's going to follow its major success across Italy. And Banksy's artworks will be gracing Milan with dynamic new pieces and innovative outlooks. So starting from March 21st, the public will be treated to a whole revamped exhibit, creating over 100 displays, varying from graffiti, art installations, and even photographs. So mark your calendar for that.
And finally, we will next week give you some scoops if we go to the Art Deco Museum and get an interview there. So stay tuned for next week's events.
Radio Yulm.
And that's the tea for today, except for the coffee drinkers.
And weekly, we will be bringing you the hottest topics, trends in fashion world. So stay tuned.
and mark your calendars with the brightest highlighter you can find to turn in every Wednesday for every weekly like dose of fashion.
These were your trusted sources, Giselle,
Caterina,
Monica, and Maria.
Bye, friends.
Fashion is an art.
Style is a passion.
And here we go.
Life in style.